That's a Super Larios Brothers Show.
That's fireworks. Let's record that. Clip that. That's the theme song. Boom. Done and done. No more beating each other up on a daily basis.
And that's it. Let's go, everybody. Good show. So, it's been a while since we last did a podcast in our basement.
I'm trying to think. I know we did one after getting back from the beach.
Oh, yeah. We did one more recently. I think we did one back in, like, September. It's just been, like, 3 or 4 weeks since then. And how goes it?
Good, overall. So, we're going to talk all about Boardwalk Empire, right? Because you're up to date.
No, not at all.
I saw you watching The Shield, so I just assumed it.
Shield's the only show, actually, I've managed to catch, just because Tuesday tends to not be that bad of a day for me. But now I'm
Agents of Shield.
Yeah, Agents. Yeah, specifically.
Not The Shield.
Not Shield. No, that'd be whack. That'd be silly.
That'd be crazy.
I don't know. Is it more prestigious to be caught watching Shield than Agents of Shield? Like, if someone's just like, oh, it's just another police procedural drama, as opposed to being like, what, there's a ICE character in this? What's going on?
I think The Shield was more like a break.
Patton Oswalt's a robot?
Like, I don't... a corrupt cop. Is that what happened on The Shield? I've never seen it.
Patton Oswalt is on the show.
He's on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And he's killed, spoilers, in one episode, and then, like, a twin of his is in, like, the next. And people are like, oh, he just has a twin of himself, but then, like, someone in the next season is just like, something's weird with that. I don't know if that's entirely human. And then, you know, growing theory is that Patton Oswalt is just a series of clone robots of himself that they... Life model decoy, I guess, is the term they use in the Marvel Universe. So,
or Skrull.
Yeah, a Skrull. Now, the Marvel doesn't own the rights, per se, to the Skrull. Or supposedly what it is they own the rights to them, but they can't use any of the Super Skrull.
Like, so the actual Skrull characters.
Yeah, like, they can use the race, but they can't use, like, the characters who had, like, the one with the Fantastic Four powers or anything like that. They can't use any of those guys, because those are technically tied in with Fox.
So it's like Disney's buying the rights to Marvel, and someone's like, hey, for an extra million, you can get all the bad guys. And they're like, nah, we'll be fine.
Well, coincidentally, you mentioned that.
I bought Red Skull, but, you know, we'll blow him away in one movie.
Coincidentally, the growing story right now is that Marvel did try to buy back the properties to allow them. And I guess Sony at the time was just like, we have a pretty high asking price or something like that. Or they weren't really willing to play ball. But I guess with Fox, it's even worse situation where Fox doesn't want to at all. Basically a very kind of like shitty situation to the point where Marvel's kind of like given up on the fact that they'll probably never get Fantastic Four and X-Men back. Mm-hmm. So the Marvel Comics company now is starting to shit on those characters. Like, they're ending the Fantastic Four book. They're killing off Wolverine.
Oh my God.
They're planning to kill off Deadpool. And the mandate is that you can't create any new characters in the X-Men stories because they'd immediately just go to Fox for movie rights. So they're basically just like, we'll fucking destroy our own properties. It's fucking Rocket Raccoon just made $700 million.
Oh man, Disney is so cutthroat. Holy cow. See, this is why I thought I wasn't going to be able to get away with showing up as Batman at the marathon. If they're killing off Wolverine...
Supposedly all the mythology of this very frugal, like, Ebenezer Scrooge head of Marvel. Like, they were telling a story, I guess, when Iron Man had its premiere. He was furious that they were giving out too many, like, cans of soda. Like, he was just like, what are you doing? We're wasting money with these cans of soda for the press. Like, it was a very strict, like, one, like, very Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's one soda per person.
It's a pizza party. Minimum half a slice per person, maximum.
No, one slice maximum. No toppings.
Half a slice. Split it with your wife. You brought a date, didn't you?
Yeah.
What are you, a pig?
I mean, we told you not to, but if you did, you're splitting it.
All the invites clearly said, eat before.
What are we here for?
For this dinner party?
Yes. Actually, you can see there's only one in. It's a diner party. This is considered a diner.
For Iron Man 3, that also said, watch Iron Man 3 before you get here.
Yeah, it's apparently he's just this extreme miser guy, and that's the same person. Like, now he's just furious because Fox is essentially like, we're going to take these properties, make a shit ton of money, we're never going to give it back to you. So Marvel's like, well, fuck it, we can make more money if we just brand our own stuff. I don't know, like, I don't know why the notion wouldn't be to just let the comics continue as are, because, I mean, no one really gives a fuck about the comics anyway. Like, I can understand the notion of, like, well, it's not create more characters for them to just automatically get and use, but yeah. Why they end the Fantastic Four book and all that stuff, it seems to me like, oof, that's kind of oozy.
Because all the comic book, like, writers and artists, they're Disney employees, right?
Yeah, anything that'd be owned by, I mean, it's, yeah, still Marvel but employees, but of a Disney
subsidiary. But if X-Men title, then...
Yeah, because the way it is that Fox owns the rights to any X-Men characters for movie rights. So any character that's created within the X-Men book and is considered tied to that property would immediately then fall under their deal, and they'd get the rights to use that character in movies.
But if, like, Iron Man, can they create mutants and use them in the other ones, and Marvel still
all
retain the rights?
All mutants are considered X-Men. Oh, wow. Like, that's part of the package deal to DC, or to Fox, is that every mutant is under that. That's why...
Does Fox have Namor then?
Namor was a different situation. Namor was, like, separately sold. He was probably, like, an exclusion. He was separately sold to, like, Universal, and I think Marvel technically has him back. I think they have to distribute through Universal or something like that if they do a movie, but they can use that character, so he wasn't tied into it. But, like, anyone under the X-Men brand and, like, any generic mutants are considered Marvel's or Fox's property. So, like, if... And, like, it's why, like, on the show, like, with, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in the new movie, they're calling them Miracles. And in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., anyone with powers are called Gifteds. Because they can't use the term mutants. So they're trying to work around it. And that's why a lot of people are thinking they're going to work an Inhumans movie in there, because then they can just say anyone with those powers are Inhumans. Mm-hmm. And that's the new title they can basically give to those characters with powers to kind of fluff the universe up a bit. So, it's a pretty oozy thing. Although, supposedly, there's a rumor Spider-Man might be going back to Marvel finally.
Yeah, I didn't think Spider-Man 2 was as bad as some people did, but if I had paid
$10... Q was definitely, I think, overblown. When he's just like, he's crying the entire movie.
He doesn't cry that much. It's not enough Spider-Man, too much Peter Parker. And, if I had to pay, it does. I thought it was an okay movie. It falls apart at the end.
Yeah, definitely. The end is just awful. The entire Harry Osborn thing is just, like, from top to bottom, so just forced. So awful. Like, just immediately, like, appears in the movie, develops in the movie, and then fucking gets beaten within the same movie where there's already two other villains and a Gwen Stacy subplot to get through.
He literally goes from being an annoying brat to being, like, insane. Like, riding on the glider within, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he finds it, kills somebody, injects himself with that thing, and
and he's just the Joker now.
Yeah.
A shitty Joker with terrible makeup.
And I guess that didn't even cure him?
Mm-mm. I guess it's...
It made him look worse?
I guess the thing is supposed to be, like, as long as he's within the suit, maybe the suit stabilizes him, because it says something, like, the suit says, like, when he gets into, he, like, looks on the arm, and there's, like, a little fucking reader that's, like, healing cells or some bullshit like that. So I guess the suit is supposed to... I don't know why his dad didn't ever get in the suit then at that point, but...
And I don't know why it's such a rush, because his dad looked like he was in his 50s before it finally really...
That's what bothered me. I was like, you go up there, you see fucking what's-his-name, and he's just laying in bed, like, easily in his 50s. This guy must be at latest maybe 24, and he's already like, I'm about to die!
I know,
it's like,
how, the like, sense of urgency.
When did this happen? You have, like, 20 good years before you're probably even bedridden.
And your dad just gave you a ton of shit that I'm sure his dad didn't give him.
Yeah. You easily can work this out.
This Paris Hilton of the Osborne family. Like, there's no time, dang it.
No, I mean, I actually liked Spider-Man 2 for the most part. I think Emma Stone, I thought, was great as Gwen Stacy. Probably the only time I think I've ever actually gave a fuck about the female lead in one of those kind of, like, superhero movies. She was pretty interesting. Spider-Man, I don't think, has ever looked better. I mean, they got the costume perfect. You know, the action's good with him.
Yeah.
And I actually kind of liked Jamie Foxx's Electro until the suit. The suit's a little silly. I don't know why it has to have lightning bolts on.
Suit's a little silly.
Like, I don't know. It's Electro.
He did pretty good. And it like, a lesser actor would have looked ridiculous. Because he's, like, clearly, like, jacked like Jamie Foxx is. But he's supposed to be, like, a nerd and a goofy haircut.
Yeah, like, with a crappy haircut. Like, excuse me, Shrip. Oh, my bicep ripped through my pocket protector.
But he pulls it off.
Yeah.
Because, like, the average person would be like, this guy is not having any trouble getting laid. Like, still, like, an 8-pack under there and giant biceps. You just do a geeky flannel shirt and glasses on him.
Yeah, it's not like some Stefan Urkel kind of thing.
Yeah. He did good. I just love Paul Giamatti so much. I hate seeing him in such a shit role. I feel good for him because I'm sure it was a decent payday, but it's like, ugh.
It's just...
What a waste of a good actor.
It's such a goofy, like... It's not even like, oh, I'm the big, strong brute character. It's just, like, so over-the-top caricature Russian. You're just like, I don't... Was he even Russian in the comic books?
Why did you look for an actor with any caliber to him? There had to have been, like, a million shitty actors you could have gotten for that role.
Could you tell me Vinnie Jones wasn't available to be an over-the-top fucking Russian dude?
He's already your...
Or English. I mean, who cares? Yeah, close enough. Over-the-top foreigner. You think he got it.
Yeah.
Something tells me Vinnie Jones could probably play Italian if you wanted to just throw up another stereotype instead.
Yeah, I don't think he's waiting for the Juggernaut callback.
No. Oh, there's something I saw that he's in, though. Some, like, terrible-looking comedy or something like that. I'll have to look that up in a moment to see. But no, I thought Spider-Man, for the most part, is pretty good. But supposedly, I guess things are kind of bad at Sony.
There's not even an announced date for the next one.
It was originally 2018. Then they moved that back. And the current, like, rumor going around is they're just like, we might actually use the Sinister Six to recast Spider-Man. Because they'll be like, Andrew Garfield may be too old by the time we get to it. And there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of talk, like, maybe that Venom spinoff might not happen. Maybe we won't do this Black Cat movie we're talking about. They might have finally realized, like, it's really hard to build this Marvel universe with one character. I'll be at a great one, but one character.
We got all the villains, but we're already jackhammering them in three movies.
So. Yeah, so we're kind of starting to run. Like, if we had to, like, sell you on Mysterio and Kraven already, like, we might be kind of
like
Vulture. We might be blowing through our guys pretty quick.
Yeah, no, it's...
But that's supposedly still on track, but the I guess the...
That's the kiss of death, though. If they're giving you a 2018 release date and then they push that back, like...
Yeah.
You never know when the superhero bubble will burst. It will at some point.
Especially if more bad movies come out. Yeah. And, like, I can understand if you're like, all right, you know, we'll get... You know, we're Sony. We could probably get two different studio groups working on, you know, if it's a Sinister Six and then another one working on a new Spider-Man movie. And you could be like, all right, well, Spider-Man, the first Amazing Spider-Man, I think, was like, what, like 2012 or something like that. It was only about 2 years ago or so. So if you're like, all right, well, maybe we'll see another Spider-Man 2016, maybe 2017. But if you're like, we'll have to wait till 2017 to get, or 2018, maybe later than that to get that done. You're just like, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Like, why would you not, like, if you're like, look, it's we can only focus on one movie at a time. Why would you be like, well, let's focus on the Sinister Six movie. That's what everyone wants to see. Like, everyone's just like, who cares?
Yeah, okay, I thought you were serious for a second. Like, that's what everybody wants to see. I was like, I don't know.
No one wants to see a Sinister Six. Maybe I'd see a Venom movie. Like, I might be interested in that, but a Sinister Six movie in lieu of anything else, I'd just be like, who cares?
I don't... Well, Sinister Six movie without Spider-Man? Like, I don't...
I guess there'd be some version of Spider-Man, but they would essentially be the protagonist, or at least the characters
like
you follow.
Suicide Squad kind of thing?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a group like that in Marvel, the Thunderbolts, that's supposed to be, like, ex-villains made up who are kind of like mercenaries who work for S.H.I.E.L.D. or something like that. But, you know, they don't own the rights to that group or anything like that, so... I'd assume it's just supposed to be here. It's a group of villains, and they're going to do villainous things, and maybe Spider-Man shows up. I have no idea what a Sinister Six movie would actually be.
So you want to go on the record and be like, I don't think any of these are going to happen.
It's tough to say right now, but yeah, it sounds like bad things are coming in for Spider-Man already.
Sony might just be riding the wave. They're like, let's see how Avengers 2 and Batman versus Superman go.
Yeah.
If those still make, like, insane money, then fine, we'll put something.
I mean, if Avengers 2, I do a podcast with another guy, the MCU podcast. We talk about the whole Marvel Universe stuff. And, you know, that's the one thing we mentioned. It's like, wow, Guardians did insane money. The only thing that would completely fuck things up for Marvel at this point is if for some reason, like, Avengers 2 comes out and it isn't very good, that would kind of crumble everything for them. But if, like, Avengers 2 comes out and it's good, I think people are going to be like, fuck it, I'll see Ant-Man and Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, I mean, I guess the current talk is that maybe Sony's open to the idea of, like, well, maybe we'll give Marvel or we'll do some joint deal with Marvel to let Spider-Man into the MCU or something like that, which I'd love to see. I think Spider-Man's probably, like, him and Wolverine are, like, the only two characters I still would want to see.
That I'd really want to see it with the Avengers, definitely. Nightcrawler, maybe.
Still trying to force that. Trying to get Alan Cumming back for it.
Maybe Colossus can get killed in, like, the opening intro.
Just Colossus, like, dude, why I'll stop that school bus? Oh, forgot to transform! Why did he say it so casually?
Like nuts and dick on the windshield of the bus all of a sudden turned to metal.
She's like, oh, well, that's going to scar the children. Oh, that's so small. No, it's not. Klaus's dick is huge.
I'll just put the windshield wipers off and get it off. No, if you put them back together, it might be
you can sew it together. It'll work. His body is a special kind of adamantium or something. I don't know exactly.
No, in this version, we just made him out of aluminum foil.
So I saw something that was pretty rough to see last night. You know, like Letterman, and how at the end of all the late night talk shows, they usually have a musical guest.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll try to get kind of like more indie groups and shit like that in there.
Oh God, it was an All-American Reject.
No, not again. They've learned their lesson after that terrible performance on Conan. No, they had on Letterman last night, and I was like baffled this happened because it was two things I never thought would cross. But in Japan, there are these things called Vocaloids. And I only kind of barely know about these things. I'm not entirely sure on all the aspects of it. But basically, it's like this computer-generated anime girl. Mm. And they play a voiceover, like this super synth electronic voice that sings. And it's not like... I mean, obviously, I can't understand Japanese, but even then, you could tell, like, it's still not really enunciated very well. It's very, like, electronic. And then, you know, the fucking little Japanese character fucking dances and shit. It's like a distinct one. This one's called Hatsune Miku. And it's like a specific, she has her own look, like these long pigtails and like
does
a fucking
like
skirt.
She look like a person or does she look like a cartoon?
Well, she looks like an anime character.
Okay.
So, I don't know exactly, I don't think they have like an anime. I think they just exist within like concerts and they do CDs and shit like that. But it's an entirely fake person. Like, there's no real Hatsune Miku that provides the voice or anything like that.
The dream of a record company.
Yeah, it's, yeah. She never ages. She's never going to get into controversy.
She doesn't get a cut.
No. And I'll just show you real quick if you want to see.
Yeah, I kind of need to.
Yeah, that kind of deal that this is.
Because if you did drugs, I would definitely be like, you're on drugs, aren't you? This was on Letterman? No way.
I don't. Oh, is this going to play sound? Might pop in a moment.
The visual might be enough for me just to figure out.
It's, you almost need to hear the sound, though, of it to kind of understand just how fucking terrifying the
presence.
Like the voice, it's just like, it's not like a pleasant sound. It's not like, oh, what an enchanting voice you've made through a machine. It's just, it sounds like an electronic fucking monster. Sound might not work, but it should show you in a moment. It's fucking a lot of stage presence for a fucking like hologram girl, essentially. I think she used to be more computer generated, but now they move her to holograms more. So Tupac and Hatsune Miku, before we're really using our hologram technology. Jesus Christ, can she get out on stage?
Hope she's opening for somebody and these people aren't all here for this.
So yeah, this is essentially what it's just this like Japanese schoolgirl kind of thing. She dances around and while she's doing it, she's, you know, there's this crappy like electronic singing voice to it. And this was always just one of the aspects. Like, it's insanely popular in Japan. But it's one of those aspects of Japan I never really kind of got. And I always just assumed I could just leave it at that. And then I heard she was going to be on David Letterman. I was like, how the fuck? David Letterman doesn't put up with a lot of shit. I don't know.
Last year, no less.
Did someone get high? So if you want, you can actually... Maybe the sound will actually play.
Yeah,
I'm going
to.
But it's definitely just like... cringe the entire way going through it because I was just like, there's no volume. All right, if I reload, I don't know why I'm not getting sound.
Is that? Yeah, I guess that's on.
Yeah, it is on.
Speakers 52.
That's there. Now, let me check this out real quick.
Might be able to pull it up on my phone too.
It's probably, that's how I caught it on my phone. Yeah, I don't know why the sound's not working on this. Not a piece of crap.
Fill the time.
Just fucking summon to kill it. It's very important.
Stop riffing. I accidentally hit the weather button.
Oh, it's going to rain tomorrow. Christopher, bring a sweater.
Mikey, bring a bike puncher.
One for your nose, and then one for the actual you on the bike.
Usually just the nose. That's like where I keep most of my body heat. If that goes down, I'm screwed.
You're like a Charmander. The moment your nose gets too wet, you die.
I could be in the Arctic Ocean. As long as my nose is above the water, I'm fine. All right, David Letterman.
And if you just type Miku, M-I-K-U, it should pop up. Because this is kind of making the rounds a little bit. Not as much as I thought it would. I think a lot of the people I know who are kind of into like anime and shit like that it's are just...
First one when I type in David Letterman and the letter M, which is shocking enough because there should be like a million.
Like fucking Madonna or something like that. But yeah, you're in for a treat. With fevered anticipation.
Give it a second to live.
So how's your day going?
It's going pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, can't complain. Busy day.
Ready to be scholarly the scholar tomorrow?
No. Transportation University isn't as fancy as they make it sound. But I do have to get my sheepskin tomorrow. What the fuck? I'm about to try it on my end again. Well, dueling Hatsune Miku. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. That wasn't part of it. She doesn't fart. She's the perfect
this
girl.
This is disgusting. Oh, it smells too.
Like, it doesn't sound like a human voice. Like, it sounds like a bad robot, like, screeching or something like that.
Well, does she move? Or
she moves. It's a hologram of her.
Why, like, will she move forward? Or no. Right now, it looks like she's on a television screen.
Yeah, I thought she was, actually, until the very end, David Letterman walks up, and you can see it's, like, a hologram instead. Like, there's depth behind her.
This sucks.
This is awful. I'm just gonna... Like, I sat through it solely because I was, like, hoping at the very end, like, David Letterman would just walk up and just be like, what the fuck was this? Just, like, shit all over. Like, he clearly is. Like, even at the end, he was just like, I don't even know what that was.
You're fired.
Like, I don't... Yeah, whoever booked this, like, I don't know who would have possibly have done it. Like, I can't imagine somebody from Japan was like, you know what'll really increase their international appeal? If we ever appear on, like, the most cynical, shitty talk show host... currently running a late
with
night.
Not a young demographic.
Yeah, no young. Yeah, it's not like maybe on Conan that kind of has this. I could kind of see like the niche, like he's appealing to the nerdy crowd, but no, not David Letterman. I never would have imagined.
I'm going to say maybe 5% of David Letterman's fans listen to electronic music.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. No, at the very end, he just goes up and he's just like, well, there she is, everybody. That was.
That'd have been great if he said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he just apologized. I'm so sorry. Like, it's clearly like that applause at the end, like, woo!
They tell me hot school girl Japanese.
No, it's like one of those things that... Because the only people I know who like it, too, are just like the weeaboo kids. Like weeaboo being essentially like a American kid who likes only the popular versions of Japanese culture. Like anime, samurais, and wacky flavored Kit Kats. Like they don't actually care about Japan as like an economic country or anything like that. They just like the popular stuff. So it's just... It's baffling to me. And it's weird because this is easily one of the most pervasive parts of Japan, like getting mainstream American attention.
I've never heard of it until just now.
Yeah, I still don't even know everything. Like, I think there's a whole cast of them, like a whole group of different Vocaloids, like other girls and shit. They probably all sounded basically the same, but...
It'll be like when they tried... I was about to say those Japanese game shows that didn't take off here, but Wipeout eventually did.
Yeah, and it's still running, I think.
But they put a few over here that people were like, I don't, this is ridiculous.
What was that, MCM or something, like MCM Challenge, and they had like two bad Japanese dub overs, be like, oh, he really fell on his face there.
Oh, joke at the beginning, I'm Captain Wacky Doll.
Yeah, like, oh, look at him, he fell on face. Oh, it's going to take Messy Popo in mourning. Like, what?
I don't know, Christopher. If I catch you watching stuff like this, though.
I was terrified of bringing it up, because it's like, what if he just thinks I know a lot about this, and I'm crazy interested, and I'm just like, Mikey, what do you like Hatsune Miku?
Isn't it stupid, or is it cool?
Do you think it's super cool? Like, could we do a podcast about her?
Is it so lame it's cool?
Do you mind if I start hanging posters of her up and wearing t-shirts?
You think it'd be funny if I put her costume on and dance around the room?
And start running in it? Hell, stop looking at my dress!
You pervs!
I'm a precariously short skirt with no underwear. Put underwear on at least, for the love of God!
Sweet Jesus.
No, I just knew as soon as I saw it, though. I was like, I should probably bring that up. It'd be pretty interesting to see.
That's pretty shocking. I can't believe he'd have it on his last season.
Like, yeah.
Like, literally his carte blanche. And I'm like, sure tons of people are like, yeah, I'll come on.
His final, like, you know, world tour, essentially. Like,
his victory lap, essentially. Yeah. Like, I've done it. I'm done. I don't really need to give a shit about ratings anymore.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the strangest things I think I'm ever going to see. I pretty much can guarantee at this point, too, probably not going to see it again. I think Hatsune Miku was a one-shot in America kind of deal.
No, hopefully that slammed the door on that.
Yeah. But yeah, no, what's going on? Do you have a list of anything you wanted to talk about?
Just a couple quick things. Let's see. When I had Howard Stern for that summer, they had Neil Patrick Harris on talk about...
All the dudes he's blown.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow. I mean, I guess he's a gay guy and Howard Stern. What else is he going to ask him?
He definitely does that.
Yeah.
But he was talking about... Because I guess when he started on Two and a Half Men, with How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Like, the first few seasons, he was still in the closet on that show, but he plays like a...
He plays like a super fucking puss hound. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he came out of the closet like two or three seasons into it. And they were kind of patting themselves on the back on the show about how progressive, like, we've come, because, you know, if anything, the ratings got better and the character didn't change at all and the dynamic of the show didn't change at all. I was wondering, let's say Cheers, I guess, is under your radar, right?
I mean, I know of it. I couldn't, like, reference particular episodes or characters very well.
Do you know, like, the Ted Danson character on the show, Sam Malone? He actually owned the bar.
Yeah, I was going to say the bar owner, right?
Yeah. He was a total puss hound ladies man.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if, like, three seasons into Cheers, he comes out in real life and he's like, I just love dick.
I all love day long. Wiener.
Do you think Cheers stays on the air?
When did Cheers... Because Cheers was kind of, like always...
83, I think it started. 82,
and
it, 83.
And it maintained a pretty decent popularity throughout. I'm sure it waned at the end, but it wasn't like Seinfeld, but like the first two seasons. It was just like, I don't know how long this is going to possibly keep going.
No, actually the first season it did really bad.
Oh, really? Of Cheers?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he comes out of the closet, let's say like season three or four, when Cheers became huge. Like after the second season, Cheers got really bad.
Okay. I don't know. That's tough. Because he was still at that point where, like, gay people and, like pop culture was still, like, a joke. I mean, like, you're having that come out at the same time Three's Company's using it as a plot point of, like, how, you know, fakely gay this guy's supposed to pretend to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would still do well, though. I don't know, think it would, like, go off the air, but I don't think it would get, like, a surge of popularity from it.
But you definitely don't think it would go off the air?
Nah, not per se. I think if the show's struggling a little bit... And like if like
oh,
say
yeah.
like say it's like say it's done. Seinfeld and season three Kramer's like, I'm super gay, I just love dick all day long, and then the N word. Then yeah, no.
Well, that's a hell of a cherry to just put on top. Like, oh, just a little smidge on top. Hey, I'm making a personal choice that only affects my life. Plus, I'm racist.
Plus, I hate black people. No, but if he came out as gay, I think that probably would and like hurt the show a lot, because I think people probably would have been kind of poopy towards that, but. Mm. Yeah, I think Cheers might have stayed on. What, you disagree?
It'd be tough because he really was like the star of the show. It was a pretty like decent sized cast, but it really was.
Who was the fat guy? Wasn't he a pretty big deal?
Norm, Cliff, the mailman.
Yeah.
Christy Alley played the boss for most of the season. Woody Harrelson.
Good lord.
Was a decent sized character, but it really was like he probably had the most scenes. But I think it might just because. At that point, like, ABC and CBS already had, like, old people and families locked up.
Mm-hmm. Like, so they were like, what's...
Yeah, between Cosby Show and TGIF, NBC kind of just, like, I guess, unmarried and relatively young people that are staying home to watch network television. So I think it might have passed. Let me run this scenario by it. Third season of Full House. Uncle Jesse, John Stamos, comes out of the closet gay. Not only comes out of the closet gay, like... tabloid photos of him like making out with dudes in restrooms.
It's done. That show would be over at
just
that
the,
point.
Not the, just the character.
I think so. I mean, you think about Full House and like the audience's appeal to, like, I think that was pretty heavy in like the Christian family market. Yeah. And I think if he's not only just out, but out in like
scandal.
The scandalous way, yeah. The most scandal, like the photo of him like mid dick suck, like flipping off the camera or something like that. Yeah, I think like people would stop. Well, I think a lot of Christian families would be like, well, I'm not watching this anymore. And it's not like you're going to be able to pull in the fucking crowd that's going to be like, oh, you know, scandal. scandalous John Stamos. What the fuck? It's all about this baby not having fucking enough imagination time. This sucks.
Supposed to be about her wacky straight uncles.
No, yeah, I think that show would go. That would fucking plummet.
See, I think with him, I think the show is big enough that they just write that character off and be like, oh, here's your Uncle Petey, who's half Hispanic that moved in.
And also fucking just loves the ladies. And he's going to marry your other uncle's wife, just to pick that storyline right back up.
I think there's only two scenarios where that show completely goes off the air. I think if Bob Saget's character comes out gay, then they'd have to end it, because I don't know how you get rid of that character and not make it a big deal. Danny Tanner?
Yeah. Thank you. I knew who fucking Bob Saget played. I'm not crazy.
I think if that character comes out queer, or if both Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey are gay.
So they have to write both of them out. They just ship off in one episode, and the next episode, like, two random, like, Bosnian strangers decide to immigrate into the house. They're like, we will be your new uncles. Yeah. And we never like the Cox.
They're like, hey, two guys from Perfect Strangers, you're moving in now. They were already in Chicago.
And they're just like, woohoo! Were they in Chicago? I thought it was
San Francisco. But, and I think they'd even have to make it like, yes, Uncle Jesse and Uncle Joey died in a boat accident on two separate boats.
Not they don't together. Go on vacations no, together. Two. They were with chicks, both of them.
Just loving it.
Loving pussy. And consummate Catholic marriages.
I think either uncle they replace, and they pick a guy, they're like, we're actually going to need to see videos of you banging chicks, because we can't do this again.
This is not happening again.
This can't be the show known for revolving uncle, homosexual uncles.
That can't become our new thing. We had the twin thing going on for a while. Yeah. Our new thing's not going to be gay uncle syndrome.
Gay uncle scandals. Can't one of you just be in a monogamous relationship? What's all this blowing guys in men's rooms?
It's like the next person, like, oh, Perez Hilton's up for the role. And he's just like, are you gay? Are you straight? And like, super straight.
Girlfriend, snip, snap, snip. Snapping thing. That's pretty manly in New York.
That's pretty tough. I remember, I saw it as a Gangs in New York. And you're thinking of that Street Shark movie. Or what was the fucking Maria?
West Side Story.
West Side, yeah, you're thinking of West Side Story. I actually remember seeing that in, like, music class. Did you ever have to watch musicals during Holy Name music class?
I remember seeing a lot more with Mom, like, on AMC. I'm sure we did.
I saw a, like, staggering amount looking back. Like, I know we saw...
Sure, it just wasn't at Frank's house.
No, I'm surprised. Because, I mean, he must have loved it. Like, just the musicals back in sixth grade when he was just getting, like, fucking wedgied every day for loving them. And he's just like, oh, it's an entire class. Oh, it's Osmodeus or whatever fucking the Beethoven one is. And I know we saw Fiddler on the Roof and West Side Story and I think a couple
of Amadeus. Amadeus. I thought you were talking about the guy from Watchmen, the bad guy.
Osmodeus or Osmandius, yeah. So now. Whatever the one with Beethoven.
Amadeus, yeah.
We saw that and then it's a West Side Story, Fiddler on the Roof.
That's barely even a musical. It's just really a long, depressing kind of movie about Beethoven.
It is.
Plays piano in occasionally.
But it's that same sort of thing of just like a couple different musicals. Phantom of the Opera we saw.
I never saw that.
It's not
who
that
good. What did you have for music?
It was a different teacher. I forget her name. Miss Fagan was her name, but it wasn't Miss Purcell. I think that's who you had.
We had Miss Horwat and then maybe Miss Purcell.
I know Purcell was the name of the teacher who did, church music.
Yeah, she did the church. I don't know if she...
Anyway, she left like my first year there anyway, and then Miss Fagan was our teacher the rest of it, I recall.
You didn't get like the clean version of Piano Man?
No, we didn't get that at all.
Where she just leaves out the line about getting high. And
just like replaces it with
most of the drinking references.
Go to church and pray some more. And sing us the song, don't be blowing dudes.
Like Uncle Jesse and Uncle Jay.
Don't learn from those guys on Full House. No, and I remember like seeing Fiddler on the Roof and just being like, oh, this is awful. Is this what...
Not good?
Nah, well... At the time, I came from a very biased like perception.
Anti-Jew.
Yeah, at the time, yeah, a little bit.
Wow.
And now, because I remember Adam was big into it, and every like Jewish custom he always told me just always sounded so ridiculous. And then like the movie came out, I was like, this just looks awful. Why would you want to honor this? Like song about him, like if I were a rich man, like it's just like this sounds like gibberish to me.
You should hide this.
So you should be proud of this. This is a tragedy on screen.
Yeah, Okay. I thought for sure you were going to say, what's like how I grew up when I was getting ready to call shenanigans on that. It's like, no, we did not grow up anti-Jewish.
Your mom was always raising us to hate the Jews, the Hebes.
You know, right?
His mom always used to call them the hook noses.
The toucans.
Now, at the time, I just remember being like, this just looks awful.
Now, I remember mom watching them. Like, I remember seeing Oklahoma, West Side Story, I think I saw. Jesus Christ Superstar, I saw.
Yeah, Jesus Christ Superstar is another one
we
saw.
Which is a catchy one.
There's some good ones in there. I can, every so often, probably like once a year, I'll be like, what was that? I do remember a couple songs, and then I'll turn on like Jesus Christ Superstar. I think I usually do that and What's the Buzz?
What's the Buzz is a good song.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
There's a couple others. I'm going to be mad at myself for later. But there's actually a Mr. Show sketch that's really good where it's David Cross, who's a decent singer, and Jack Black. Doing a fake version of that, which is pretty good too, because they can both sing. Let's see. Herod's song used to be on my iPod for a while.
Herod's song? Where does that one go?
King.
King of the Jews.
Walk across my swimming pool.
Yeah, wow. It's like that's the gayest pretty, album. I was going to say, like, that's a pretty gay song.
Do that for me, and I'll let you go free. He's like a 300-pound guy in a diaper. Like,
I think even for musicals, that song's pretty gay.
Oh, it's insanely gay. But the song's catchy.
I guess. I haven't listened to it in a while.
Yeah, it's completely dismissive. Sure,
I'm just like, yeah, that's super cool.
Fruity LaRue.
Speaking Uncle of Jesse.
Speaking of songs, I don't know why I've just been like periodically making myself laughing throughout the day. Singing... Riding Dirty in like the Bane voice. They see me rolling. They're hating, brother. They're trying to catch me riding dirty.
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
I don't know why I just think it's funny. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Like every now, like every like 10th word, he just goes way too high.
And every time they catch me riding dirty,
shadows belong to me.
Now, do you catch anyone else? Like, does anyone else at work stop you to ask why you're laughing?
No. Thank God.
I occasionally, like, because I listen to podcasts mostly at work, and every so often, like, normally I don't laugh out loud, but every so often, like, I listen to a Legion of Skanks, and they'll say something that'll make me chuckle. Mm-hmm. And, like, most people don't comment, but every so often people will be like, every so often I see you laughing. What are you laughing at? And I'm just like, oh, I can't even possibly begin to explain this. I'm just like, oh, it's a joke I heard the other day. Yeah.
It's going to sound vaguely racist, but bear with me.
Anyway, Fiddler on the Roof, way too Jewy for my tastes. The Bane impersonation I feel is a solid contender. That's something I'm like hoping my entire lifetime it'll be relevant and funny. Like I'm hoping like 20 years from now I could still bust that out and people will be like, oh man, yeah, that was what was up with that voice.
It's still, I don't know. Let's see how much they water or oversaturate the market with this Batman Superman movie. Because I'd always say like every generation Batman series is going to be relevant. I think.
Yeah, because, I mean, people still reference, like, the Michael Keaton Batman. Yeah. You're always going to reference, like, the bat nipples and the Clooney Batman and shit like that. Like, most people generally...
Heath Ledger's Joker is always going to be well-known, and I think Bane's going to go down.
Yeah.
That Bane voice, because it's such a huge part of the movie.
And you're just like, well, this is so ridiculous. Who would choose to do this?
I just remember seeing, like, he's in the first 5 minutes of the movie, and us just looking at each other like,
what, is this the whole time? Voice?
I can barely understand it. Like, oh, it's a window.
It's him going to hurt. You look like a tough guy. For you.
That's
like,
why, yeah, for you. Like, that's why all of our impressions had brother, because it was one of the few words we could understand that he was saying.
Yeah, it was
brother.
It was always so silly too. Like, come on, brothers, let's take down the airplane. Just like, what is going on here? Like,
I think he only says it once in the movie. It's when he's getting out of the plane. He's telling that one guy he has to stay. Like, yeah, no, brother.
Yeah, no, brother.
Find one of us in the record.
Yeah, but it's just that line. Just I don't know, because that entire like plane scene just established that voice
got
so much.
In every city except Houston. But I still like losing. TV rolling.
It's just the moment it happened, you're just like, ooh, well, where is this gonna go? Is this like one scene where he has it and the rest he talks normal and we're just supposed to forget?
Yeah, like
like they just forgot. Like they used a wacky outtake instead and it somehow just made it to the final reel.
I got a fraternity brother who liked that one more than the second one.
That's insane.
I almost knocked him out.
No, your fraternity brothers. stupid and or maybe super retarded. I don't know. That's impossible.
Like, just ignore the plot. That voice is just ridiculous. I was
like, to like compare it in any level. Batman's probably the weakest point of all three of his movies, but he's much better in two than he is in three. I mean, the villain's better, the story's better, acting's better, the side villain, like fucking Aaron Eckhart as Two-Face is way better than fucking what's her name is Talia al Ghul.
Like, oh yeah,
come on, it's not even a fucking contest. The second one's better.
No. Not at all. I thought it was a weird statement.
I would have defriended him at that point. And like, we can't trust your opinion on anything else now.
I want to get him alone because he was there with his fiance.
And maybe she was like a super big Catwoman fan.
So I gotta like pull him aside. Like, come on, are you kidding?
Yeah, was she like telling you about this or what's going on?
Because Tom Hardy was such a huge beefcake at 190 pounds and 5'9". He's shorter than Batman. For God's sakes, Bane is shorter than Batman. What the hell has this world come to?
He's supposedly Tom Hardy's now up for the role of Doctor Strange.
He's a good actor, definitely.
Yeah. I don't have anything against him.
But that character didn't need a good actor at all.
No, I mean, especially when you cover half his face with a mask anyway.
I mean, you didn't have to go like the bad Bane from the Batman.
He's like a fucking voiceless
6'7" professional bodybuilder. Yeah, you didn't have to go that bad, but surely there was a happy medium between average sized guy that put on 15 pounds of muscle. And
if you can fucking turn Chris Pratt into a fucking flabby dude into a fucking buff dude with whatever Marvel training plan they have, surely you could have found some like 6'3" actor and just be like, all right, even if you're fat, we'll just throw you in this, and who cares? We're just gonna give you a wacky voice anyway to use.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, who cares?
You're not gonna have any shirtless scenes. It's...
That's that weird thing that comes with a lot of casting from the DC stuff recently. There's a lot of times where I'm just like, it seems like a very strange choice. Like, I'm even, for a while I was okay on the Ben Affleck Batman stuff, but the more I've started to like see him in interviews, I'm just like, this really doesn't seem like it's gonna be a great fit.
Like, no, I don't know who.
Did you see him on Bill Maher?
Yeah, flipping out. Yeah. I want to watch the whole episode. I just saw a bit of it on the news.
It's like insane how angry he gets.
We pretty much just called the guy racist for suggesting that like Muslim fanatics are more dangerous than like any other fanatics.
Yeah, I can't understand the entire point he's going for because it's Bill Maher, so they just talk all over each other. So I can't understand the entire thing. But he's very quickly to be like, "He's fucking, you're sick and gross and wrong." And
this is right. We're like, Bill Maher's even attacking you for being too liberal.
Bill Maher's like, what? Ben, what the fuck are you talking about?
At one point, Ben Affleck's like, oh, so I guess you're an expert on Middle Eastern politics. And the guy's like, in fact,
I am. Yes.
That's why I'm on the show.
That's why I'm on this side of the panel as opposed to the actor side of the panel.
You and Louis C.K. and Pat Benatar. You see, like, my name's under my face right now, and underneath it, it says Middle East politic expert.
You know, it's going to pop up under yours, go see Gone Girl this weekend in theaters.
Yeah, nice one. I think a pound for that. So I was going to be like, no, he had Argo. If it hadn't been Argo, it would have been like, guy that fucked up Daredevil.
That was the script that ruined Daredevil.
Mm-hmm. True. So have you seen any of Gotham yet?
Not yet. I keep hearing very mixed things on it, so I'm keep getting wary on checking it out.
Very okay.
That's not comforting. Like, the way I keep hearing it, like, someone described it to, like, every story has a beginning. Gotham's that first few blank pages that happens before that. Like, you're just like, why? A lot of people are like, why was this being told? It's not that interesting.
Well, if somebody told you that there was small, like, let's do the history of Metropolis and Smallville before Superman, you'd be like, you're insane. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, but that was...
This is only slightly different.
Yeah, but that was also sold as, like, kind of a different thing. It was like, we're going to do Smallville... Or we're going to do Superman, but we're going to tell his, like, teenage story, and we're going to kind of sell like a Dawson's Creek.
I agree. That's not the point I was making. Yeah. Like, if somebody said, we're going to do this before he even becomes anything like Superman.
Yeah, we're not even going to have really Batman in it. Yeah. Bruce Wayne will be in it as a kid, like, a kid right after his parents die.
He looks like he might be okay at gymnastics.
Yeah. Which I guess wasn't even, I mean, there was nothing to support that. I mean, wasn't Batman supposed to be trained by elite ninjas, and that's why he's a martial arts expert?
Yeah.
It wasn't like he was paranormally gifted as a child.
I don't know what the official storyline is. Is it he just hung around being a depressed kid until he was like 18 and could leave and do his own thing?
I guess so. I mean, I remember...
Christopher Nolan's version?
I mean, I guess... he must have had something. And I had to stop and think, when is the point where Batman goes to train? Because it's supposed to be, I mean, it's Kevin Smith, so he's high all the time, but he always compares it. He always compares it to like Jesus, where it's like there's that point where it's like he's a child, and all of a sudden there's like 18 missing years, and then he's an adult.
So, I feel like you don't hear much between those.
Yeah, years. And I don't know if that during that time is him trained to be a detective, or if it's just him doing regular life until he's finally like, all right, I'll just become Batman.
I assume just kind of a moody prep school kid until. Yeah. He got old enough.
But then what's the fucking conviction to send? Like, it's 10 years after your parents' death and now you've become, like, insanely self-righteous about it?
I don't know, because if you just have him out there, like, kind of a vagabond learning tricks, then it makes Alfred look kind of shitty. Like, what happened?
What were you doing during this?
You live in a giant and have everything you ever want. The only thing you had to do was watch this kid when he wasn't at school or at tutors. I doubt, like, Alfred cleans anything in that house.
No, it doesn't look like it. How is it barely even used?
He'd have to spend the whole day on meth just to get, like, half of that house done. It's very okay. I'll do a trade-off and watch. I feel like I did watch two episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and it's kind of the same impression.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. took a while to get going. But even less so, because
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't give me any characters, except for Agent
Coulson. Well, that's the thing, is that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for a while is just like, it's just like a police, not even police procedural, because it's going to more exotic locations, but it's only like very loosely tied to anything kind of Marvel related. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, oh, there's high-tech spy stuff. It's more like a James Bond thing at first.
Yeah.
And then finally, about halfway through, they start adding in, like, Death Clock, and then, you know, Hydra stuff comes in. And it starts getting a lot better at that point. I mean, there's still some cheesiness to it. Deathlock. Deathlock, yeah, it's his name.
From the band Metalocalypse?
Yeah, it's called it's the same name. Oh. It's spelled differently.
That'd be sweet.
Or maybe it is Deathlock.
Way to stop you.
Sorry, yeah, no, it's Deathlock. I forget, I mixed it to it.
Oh,
but, yeah.
This is brutal.
It's not there.
We're sharing our peak of weekend. No, like when this evening starts. 11 p.m. Oh, that's brutal. 3 nights and weekends. Nights doesn't start till 11. Yeah,
that's great. That was a great line.
Wait, we all have the same phone line? Yes, but it's 3 nights and weekends. When does night start? 11 p.m. Oh, that's brutal.
That was a great show. I do have to go back and watch it.
I think it's still on.
Wow, that's.
I think it's fun. Like few and far in between seasons, but
that is brutal. Then if that's still going on, but yeah, no, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I can't give it like a crazy recommendation. I'm not gonna be like, you gotta watch it, but I enjoy it for the most part.
See, it's about the same trade off I have for Gotham.
I'd say
Gotham was okay had it not be for what's her name? She's just in it way too much. Holy cow,
that bad?
Yeah, and it's constantly like, look how. You know, classy she, or look how clever she is, and like try and notice how attractive she is. Like, she's not that hot anymore.
No,
she's what, in her mid to late 40s, probably. She's just as old as Will Smith, and he's no kid.
Yeah,
I mean, it's hot as shit, but
that'd still blow him, Uncle Jesse style.
And it's a lot of characters just shoving in there way too fast. I'm gonna try and find something, just vent.
Okay, well,
Talk about Jews.
Well, no, I don't like them so much anymore. Now, in related superhero news, Flash show premiered last night.
Yeah.
I didn't get the chance to see it, but most people seem to have dug it.
So I saw the new highest ratings since Vampire Diaries on CW, which I guess is like 4 or 5 years, but still 5 million people is a lot for them.
That is pretty nice. It helped that it debuted at 8. And then could immediately carry into the people who just switch over to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at 9.
Oh, yeah.
So people could easily just be like, oh, I got an hour to kill before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Just check out Flash. And I guess it also helps that it's like, because I guess, you know, you maybe kind of get the impression of it that it'll be a little bit like that Smallville stuff. But unlike Green Arrow, like, oh, this guy actually has power, so I can just jump right into a guy with superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're to the point now where you can create like somewhat believable like speed effects on a television budget. So.
The costume looks so chintzy.
Yeah, the costume is a little bit goofy, especially because they had Professor Zoom also premiere, so he's just got the yellow version of it, and the yellow version looks even dorkier.
Like they both went to the same Halloween party store and Flash beat him there and got the better costume.
It's like, no, come on!
Banana yellow!
This is ridiculous.
I'm gonna put it on, but banana.
I'm gonna be pretty bad. I'm gonna start going to time and killing your mom. Like, oh, is this how that character's ridiculous backstory finally started?
Was it?
I thought we talked about this on a previous podcast where we were just like, fucking Professor Zoom is one of the most confusing backstories.
The Suicide Squad movie I would definitely recommend.
Oh, okay. I thought you were suggesting a live action one. I was like, that might be tough to pull off. I don't know who we
get. Is there
someone out there strong enough to play King Shark?
Strong enough physically or as an actor?
As an actor, to carry the weight of King Shark.
No, not since M.D.
Michael Clark Duncan died.
God damn it. I was like trying to get the initials like I knew. Why is this taking so long?
Michael Duncan Wiener shit.
Why is this? Let's
see. Maybe a phone's poop, brother.
Do you have your phone?
No, I left mine upstairs.
It's like really making me look bad.
Because I'm not rude.
It really is making me look bad tonight. All right, hold on.
That's pretty gay.
Have you heard? This is the newest, like, I'll let you guess what a commercial this is for.
Say yes to the candidate. It's already on there. It's loading, though. Again, your phone looks pretty bad in comparison.
See, I feel like this is making me look terrible.
It is. If anyone's listening, they should be judging you as opposed to me.
I'm pretty sure it's because you keep eating up the data plan. Hold on here.
Pacha is a big deal for me now that I just graduated from college. The Tom Corbett is perfect. Tom Corbett is becoming a trusted brand. He has new ideas that don't break your budget.
But Mom has other ideas.
I like the Tom Wool. It's overpriced and a little outdated, but I know best. And don't
for those of you listening who don't know Pennsylvania politics, Tom Wolf and Tom Corbett are the two people running for governor in our state. But the production quality of the commercial isn't like so low grade. I think it would be local.
There's increased taxes. Thousands of jobs lost. And
this seems ridiculous. Like, it seems like... Like, if this were a little lower quality and Mr. Numbers was in there, I'd assume this was like a Hoffman Ford commercial or something like that, just trying to be relevant.
But I'll be paying this off for the rest of my life. We cannot let her walk out of the voting booth like that. Mom, this is my decision. I see a better future with Tom Corbett.
Okay, so this is supposed to be a commercial for Tom Corbett?
Yeah, paid for by college Republicans. Where did you guys get this money?
Wow, that's a pretty ballsy...
Isn't that the craziest thing?
Like, I'm just
this was on The Daily Show. That's where I saw it.
Wow, that is absolutely ridiculous.
No, yeah, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's pretty ballsy.
The fact they're trying to, like, pass for Tom... First of all, Tom Wolf's your mommy's candidate. Yeah. Tom Corbett's the new young hip thing.
The new young hip thing. Another 60-year-old white guy with very conservative Republican, like still no gay marriage.
An insanely unpopular incumbent.
Yeah, I was just like, there's a lot of very unfavoring opinions of him at the state at this point.
No, it was surprised, but yeah, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that swings a few people. Like, well, he spent money on a decent commercial, at least.
Yeah, if one person's convinced... that the vote for Tom Corbett off that commercial, I'll be flabbergasted. Flabbergasted.
And at that point, I have a big announcement for you when you're done with this sentence.
At that point, you're like, how much money did the College Republican Committee spend to make this? Because it definitely...
I'm sure...
Some, you had to spend a pretty nice penny on that camera, at least.
I'm sure some wealthy company probably just put it on. Maybe it's not even a commercial. Maybe it's just on their website. I don't know, but that would seem like a waste to spend that money on that and not
like
actually
towards
put it on
something
television.
That would to that and also to hit
compared
a better
to all the
demographic.
Shitty, like, black and white commercials of like Tom Wolf doesn't know what he's saying.
Like, it's weird. It's like it's like a pop culture phenomenon that just hasn't changed in like 30 years. It's just the same like kind of commercial. Like, Tom Wolf says he's for the people, but did you know he's raising taxes? Boom. Yeah. It's like his face
black
like
and white
fade
picture.
Out.
Yeah,
and you're just like, this is the same formula that they've been fucking using since like Clinton v. Dole.
Get one clip of him saying I'm not sure or I don't recall, and then just play that over and over again.
Yeah, and just make it last like it was to like the most obvious question. Like, do you think we're going to start eating babies in Pennsylvania? I can't really be sure of that. Boom. Do you want this candidate in America?
The best ever was Bush running against John Kerry in 2004 for Bush's reelection. Mm-hmm. Bush, like, almost admittingly having dodged the draft in Vietnam. And John Kerry actually having like a Purple Heart in Vietnam.
Didn't he try to paint himself out to be some war hero? As like a coward. He tried to paint John Kerry as like this horrible like hippie draft like yeah. anti. It was.
Must have found like one guy in his platoon that just hated his guts. He's like, he probably took that shot in the butt running away from combat. It was jaw-dropping at the time. Now, Bush could say it was done by, like, a third party.
Yeah, I'm sure there was some advertising company that was just, Swift like, yeah, was marketing. What
they were called, yeah. But at the time, it was like, are they fighting for Bush's war?
This isn't a very good defense.
If getting
this
is drunk what you're at going. An airbase in Idaho the entire war? This is pretty funny.
That is great.
And it worked. That's what's even
more Yeah, shocking. It's just like, and I did it! Ka-ching! Going to Florida.
He won as the
war time. That was Gore. That was a Gore action. He beat John Kerry fair and square, brother.
He did.
I remember that being a pretty dismal day for Frank at school.
Really?
To be surrounded in a Catholic school, predominantly Republican students.
Yeah. A lot of hunters.
And it happened during school, as it was when it announced John Kerry was resigning, because it had finally become like...
It was like an early morning
thing. Yeah, it was like Bush was too close. It was too close to call for most of the day, and then like... Third period,
Ohio finally announced. Went, yeah.
And then, like, I just remember Frank like hearing about it the whole day and just being furious.
That's awesome. Were you like in your Bush? You're like, fuck you, Frank.
At the time, yeah. I don't know why. I had this
fat Jew.
Take that. I know you're neither of those things.
You're fat.
And I'm much fatter than you.
And I'm much fatter than you. But guess what? You don't get to control and the fat anymore. And fatter than you.
Now, I was at the theater with Terry this past weekend. And, they have like those ads before the movie plays. And on a similar vein to what you were just showing me, we were just like, what the fuck is this commercial? Yep. There was this ad that was like, it's just like a medieval show, but it's very like tongue in cheek, like this long song, like, and here comes Gallivant, and he is super hot, and he will save the day because he's great. And like, I keep watching, I'm just like, all right, eventually this is just going to be like a contacts commercial, like at the end, like change your perception of reality. But it goes on for like 5 minutes and tells like this complete story. And then at the end, it's like on ABC this fall. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Wow. They're doing like a medieval musical comedy?
Holy cow.
And they are, because I've checked it out and it is legit. It's apparently coming out like in a couple weeks or something. Gallivant is what it's called.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a musical.
Like I said, Once Upon a Time is making... money.
Yeah, but this is straight a musical comedy. Like it's like part like one of the lyrics of the song is like it's a butt clenching thrill ride or something, right? Yeah, you're just like, what the fuck?
Says Walt Disney Jr.
But like, I honestly, like me and Terry at the theater, I could not comprehend how long the commercial ran for. It was like 5 minutes of this song, and I was just like, there's got to be a ridiculous payoff at the end of this ad, and just like, no, it's a show on ABC. It's like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Was there a pause like to see if? After it was over, for Terry to be like, that looks really good.
Sometimes Terry concerns me. And
then other times she's watching True Detective and Boardwalk Empire with more regularity than you.
Yeah, so then I can't, you know, doubt her taste, but there are times where she'll be like, oh, this looks interesting. Most times she's pretty good, but 50 Shades...
For a chick, she's amazing.
50 Shades of Grey, though, still, that's going to hang on me for a little bit.
Did she take you to see that?
No, I thought I told you this story, though, where we went to go see Lucy, and they had like a trailer for 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it yet.
No.
But you know the premise of 50 Shades of Grey. So, like, you know, the movie finishes on a day. I go over to Terry. I'm just like, that looks awful. She's like, yeah, I know. They casted the wrong guy for the lead. And I was like, what? She's like, that's not what Mr. Grey looks like in the book at all. I was like, oh, you read the book? Yeah.
There's tons of chicks.
Did you like it? Yeah. I was like, that was terribly disturbing to learn.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent sacrifice, though.
Yeah.
You want to ask, like, so Travis, or Terry like to get whipped or take a dump
Terry like erotic BDSM fantasy novels?
You take a shit on Terry's face? Like, that's not what happens in the book. I've read the book. I just assume it's like pooping. It's all those secret things girls are really into, but they don't want to.
they always fight it when you're doing it to them, just because they want it, though.
Me taking a fat, corny dump on their chest.
They say they don't want it, but if you don't do it, they're going to be mad at you tomorrow.
They pretend like they don't like it when it breaks off halfway, like the Titanic. It doesn't automatically fall down, but they want it.
Secretly. And if they say otherwise, they're liars. Yeah, no, I don't know if you want to go anywhere from that. Anything else on your list?
What episode is this?
I guess it's like episode 10 or 9 or 10. I have to get another episode off this, and I'm going to get the last couple episodes up on the site, hopefully maybe this weekend.
I feel like we should make episode 11 something special, because in Spanish it's Once. So we technically... Oh, wait, we're not called the Once cast anymore, no. Is it?
It's super Larry, actually.
But it would be our Oons episode.
So we want to celebrate the next episode as like a Oons-tacular?
Yeah, do something fun for it.
Okay.
Maybe get drunk. Or get high. We'll see.
Alright, fair enough.
Do something out of the ordinary, at least.
I was just like, well, let's play that Law & Order game, that detective game.
Two players?
For 4 hours, just like, this sucks. Like, no drinking. I like banned booze.
Christian, I told you, there's still not a black suspect. Stop. You're wasting all your accusations.
It's the black guy! I saw him! It's Canardi! Shot little fucking Omar right in the back of the head!
That's Detective Green. He's one of the characters you pick. Detective Green, an ironic name, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not Detective Black. Shruggy.
Are you sure? Are you asking the cardboard cutout of him on the box? I don't...